Yes.
You ready?
Yes. And I don't like the way it was.
Everybody down there ready to go?
Here. Y'all ready?
Y'all ready to go?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go ahead and call the special meeting to order. This is Delaware County Council special meeting, January 6th, 2022. Here in the Delaware County Commissioner's Courtroom, go ahead and call the meeting to order, and if you'd stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please. Eric, you want to lead us?
Sure.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Can you give us a roll call, Donna?
Mr. Ballard?
Here.
Ms. Chambers? Ms. Lassiter?
Here.
Ms. Piper?
Here.
Mr. Quakenbush?
Here.
Mr. Webb?
Here.
Mr. Alexander?
Here.
Mr. Hughes?
Here.
And Mary did call and say she wasn't going to be able to make it. She wasn't feeling well. Okay, Denise, was the agenda posted?
Yes.
Advertisements made?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to kind of, if you guys are okay with it, I'm going to kind of switch up the agenda just a little bit, and we'll just go ahead and approve the prosecutor, both the transfer and the financial for the prosecutor's office first, and then we'll move on to the
I need a motion for the agenda.
Yeah, we will. Okay.
So move.
Second.
All right. Motion from
Ballard.
Second from Piper. Wait a minute. If you want to change the agenda, but you don't want to vote on that first?
That's what that was.
What's that?
We're getting ready to approve the agenda as it's presented, and you just said you'd like to change it. Yeah, am I not hearing right?
Well, we'll vote on it as amended.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I mean. We need to put the amendment on the floor.
Okay. Is that your motion?
I guess so, yeah.
Okay. All right. Roll call, please. Thanks, Ron.
What's the motion for now?
For the agenda.
As posted.
As amended.
As amended.
But I think we need to vote on the president's recommendation of an amendment. What you're recommending, that we do the high-tech and crimes unit first.
And yeah. The prosecutor.
And the transfers for the prosecutor second.
Yep.
And the financial for American Rescue Plan third.
Correct.
Okay, that's my motion.
We've already got a motion and a second on the floor.
As amended.
As amended.
You guys, my gosh. Okay. What are we doing?
We're amending the first motion.
Okay.
You with us here, Bill?
No.
Okay. Okay.
There are two votes. One vote to amend the agenda, and then the second vote to approve it.
Okay. This vote is to amend the agenda.
Which is what Ron motioned on.
Well, it's what
Ryan
Ballard motioned on.
Ryan's motion, my man.
There's already a motion on the table.
There's a little sideline from the J.C. days, Bill. Remember those exercises we used to go through?
Hey, Mr. Ballard?
Yes.
Ms. Lassiter?
Yes.
Ms. Piper?
Yes.
Mr. Quakenbush?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr. Alexander?
Yes. Now I need to approve the agenda. I need a motion to approve the agenda.
Amen.
As amended.
As amended. So moved.
Second.
Motion from Piper, second from Ballard. Roll call, please.
Ms. Lassiter?
Yes.
Ms. Piper?
Yes.
Mr. Quakenbush?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr. Ballard?
Yes.
Mr. Alexander?
Yes. All right, and we'll start with the transfer for the prosecutor, 137. Who's up? Yeah.
Yep. That needs to be read in.
Donna, you want to read that?
Yeah.
In, and then we'll...
I gotta get my papers. Let's get over here. See what's not good to get. Okay, we're doing the transfer first, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, prosecutor, 111 investigator minus $39,715. A111 investigator plus $39,715. Total request zero.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion from Piper, second from Ballard. You guys want to explain this?
This position is resulting with the high-tech crimes unit being created. The person in that position is now going to be the director in the high-tech crimes unit. So I need a line to fill that position.
And these are, all of these expenditures are paid out of a grant?
What expenditures?
Is that correct?
On the high crimes.
Not for this one?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is county general.
Yeah, this is, Chuck Zimmers is the current investigator. I've hired him as the director of the high-tech crimes unit, which is the state-funded position, and so his position is now open, and I need to fill that.
Okay, but this hasn't been filled yet. This is what you're gonna
fill.
Right. Okay, all right. Any other questions from council?
Do we need to make anything retroactive here?
No, this person isn't going to start until Monday.
Okay.
We originally said the 3rd, but we didn't make any changes yet on this position.
Questions from council? Roll call, please, Donna.
Ms. Piper?
Yes.
Mr. Quakenbush?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr. Ballard?
Yes.
Ms. Lassiter?
Yes.
Mr. Alexander?
Yes.
Thank you, and thank you for the special meeting.
Yes, thank you.
Appreciate
for getting
it.
Us in on the special meeting.
Glad we were able to get it. It wasn't easy.
Well, I appreciate it.
Well, we kind of promised that, didn't we?
What's that?
We kind of promised we would do this right away after the first year.
We did. We appreciate it.
So we're just keeping our promise.
Okay, now we're going to do the appropriation for the prosecutor.
Correct.
Okay. High-tech crimes unit prosecutor. 101 director, $60,000. 190 longevity, $2,500. 171 fighter, $4,590. 172 purse, $6,720. 211 office supplies, $5,000. 310 interlocal agreement, $95,000. 323 travel, $1,000. Health insurance should be up at the top, but that's okay. 173 health, $13,500. 393 schooling, $4,700. 441 computers and equipment, $36,462. 442 furniture, $4,250. Total request, $233,722.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion from Piper, second from Lassiter.
Thanks, Mom.
Come on, help him out here.
Chuck, go ahead. That was the anticipated total amount that we listed on this with figures that was provided to us by IPAC, who's administering the fund. Since they gave us the initial numbers, they're purchasing software as for all 10 to get a better rate. When we got the money transferred in the beginning of the week, it was $232,626. So it's a little less. I called IPAC to find out why, and some of the software didn't come through as cheap as they had initially said. So the total will need to be reduced to...
We want to reduce the...
supply line.
Supply line.
The difference... was $1,096, so I'd like to subtract that from the supplies, which would let the supplies would then read $3,904.
And the total is 230 what?
232,626.
Okay. And now I have.
Okay.
Yeah, that came right from.
Oh, okay.
And this is all the state money from for the high tech.
How much is it from the 5,000 supplies? Okay.
I was. I thought you told me more.
Right, then I can update my motion to move as approved with the amendments.
Yeah, amendment. You can move to amend it. Yeah.
I did. Yes.
Yeah, and I shall second that.
Okay, motion to amend from Piper, second from Lassiter. So we need to vote on the amended.
The amendment.
Yeah. Questions from council.
This is getting things more difficult.
Roll call, please, Donna.
Mr. Clayton Bush?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr. Ballard?
Yes.
Ms. Lassiter?
Yes.
Ms. Piper?
Yes.
Mr. Alexander?
Yes.
Again, thank you guys for getting us in on the special meeting.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. Thank you.
How do we need to vote on the...
Vote on it as amended, yeah.
What's that?
This one really needs to be backdated to January 3rd so they don't lose any of the grant funds that they were awarded.
What, like approved as of January 3rd?
Mm-hmm.
Can we do that?
Yep.
Is that okay, Donna?
Mm-hmm.
Help us out here, Bill. We've got another vote that we need to vote on, the amended amount.
Yes,
or vote as amended.
We just need to make it retroactive to January 3rd.
And make it retroactive for to the first of the year, January 3rd.
So they started Monday. Great.
As amended, backdated to January 3rd.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah. Everybody clear on that?
The amendments on the, yeah, it's on.
Actually, it's the effective date.
Any questions from...
The effective date would be January 3rd.
Effective, yeah.
Any questions from council? Roll call, please, Donna.
And who made the motion? Jeff?
Yes, and Jane.
And Jane.
Yep. Piper motion, Lassiter second.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
God, hang on, I've got to make... Okay. Mr. Ballard?
Yes.
Ms. Lassiter?
Yes.
Ms. Piper?
Yes.
Mr. Clayton Bush?
Yes.
And Mr. Alexander?
Yes. Wow. Thank you. Okay, so let's move on to the American Rescue Plan. Read that.
Okay.
Guess I'm doing this by myself.
Hang on this minute.
You're good.
Okay.
We amended.
Yeah, but there was another one. That's okay.
And then we voted that second.
Okay.
American Rescue. The amended amount. So.
You have the amount that you approved, $233,722. Then you amended that to $232,726. And then you amended.
No, we amended.
The day.
We amended and then they adopted the final adoption.
Yeah, today. Okay.
Mm-hmm. American Rescue Plan, ARP, $1,600,000. Total request, $1,600,000.
Move to approve.
Motion from Piper. I need a second.
Personally, thought we'd already approved this plan. Mm-hmm. Is this a new
this
plan?
This is to appropriate the money.
Well, this is what we just approved the plan before.
No,
this is in addition to that $7 million.
Appropriated money previously for different projects. This is new money they want to appropriate.
Oh, I didn't know they had anybody.
Okay.
I got a motion from Piper on the floor to approve or to consider the American Rescue Plan $1.6 million. I need a second. My second that for discussion?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and second that for discussion.
I've been out of the loop for a while.
What's that?
I say I've been out of the loop for a while. Why didn't it get a second? Is there a reason why we didn't?
Oh, it did. It's got second.
Okay.
Well, I can tell you, I've been here the whole time and you haven't missed anything because I've not been told anything since the last time you were in the meeting as well. So, yeah. You're all caught up.
Well, that didn't take long.
Yeah? Let me in.
I guess, I mean, there were some questions, some emails, I think, sent back and forth, and I know I asked Bill to correspond with John. I don't know if Bill's got anything to report there.
Our attorney's right here. Someone has a question.
Yeah, go
okay.
Here.
Okay. I'll start. I got a few questions. So on the settlement agreement, Mr. Retz, when I looked through it, I know that some discussion has been made that the bonuses, the retention bonuses for current employees and settlement grievances for former employees wasn't tied to the ARP money or the settlement. My issue that I wanted to point out was in the agreement, it says that agreed for the parties, the UAW local shall withdraw the grievance upon execution of the settlement agreement with the county consideration identified below. And then it says, as consideration for withdrawing the grievance, the county will provide a settlement payment to public safety employees and UAW local 321 members that are currently employed with Delaware County and who continue to provide outstanding service to the county and its citizens. For me, I'm not a lawyer or anything, but that seems to contradict the agreement that the settlement doesn't relate to the agreement. So I was just hoping you could clarify that.
Well, unfortunately, I was not part of the negotiation of that agreement, so I can't speak directly to it, but I understand the concern. But at the end of the day, they're two wholly independent things. So what was decided was retention bonuses for all employees was necessary for retaining county employees. I think at the end of the day, it's hard to see why the union would agree to withdraw their grievances if all county employees got retention bonuses. So that's where I think the delineation comes in is, yeah, they withdrew their grievance, but all county employees got retention bonuses. It was mutually exclusive. For the most part, I mean, it just is convenient timing, and obviously the language is not the most clear, I think, but they're two, in essence, different things.
Yeah, but this is the agreement, so should it be revised to reflect what you're saying now?
It could be. I don't know. I guess that would be up to the union and the commissioners, but, I mean, if that's what needs to happen, I don't see why they would not be amenable to it, but, I mean, if that's all it takes to make you comfortable, that's an easy fix.
Well, I got a couple more, but
yeah.
I mean, I don't think, obviously I'm not in the way of this. I don't want to get in the way of anything. We just want to make sure that everything's ironed out so nobody's on the hook for anything in the end. So the other one I had was, last meeting, Don had mentioned something about the settlements cannot be paid through payroll, but the employees that are being paid settlement money, which is former employees, are going through payroll. I know that last time Mr. Brook mentioned that it's technically overtime, so that's why it's going through payroll. Is there any concern from your end as far as a legal reason why that could not be able to happen that way?
You may need to clarify. You're talking former employees?
Yes.
No, those aren't going through payroll.
Well, yeah, I know, but when we were discussing it last time, that was what you had brought up. You said it couldn't go through payroll. And Mr. Brook was saying that it could go through payroll because I watched the tape last night before it came in here, and that's what was said.
Okay. And
I have 25 claims of former employees, okay, at $3,000 apiece. And that money will be appropriated at your January meeting out of the Sheriff Misdemeanor Fund. Those employees will not run through payroll. They're all former employees, and they will end up with a $3,000 check with a 1099 because it's not going to run through payroll. Okay? Because we would have to reactivate them, and then if we reactivated them, put them on, it could mess up people's perf because they're already done with perf. They're not even on it. If we reactivate them and ran them through payroll, then we'd have to take out perf, and it would just be a big mess. So John suggested we just give them 1099s. So those 25 people, which equals $75,000, is coming out of the misdemeanor fund. If you guys approve that in January's meeting, they will be paid not through payroll.
Okay, thank you. Speaking of the misdemeanor fund, I know there was some disagreement by some over whether the restrictions on using misdemeanor fund money could be used for paying former employees. Has that been clarified? Do you have any objection to that? Or
that's going to be an area? Yeah, it's an interpretation issue. I mean, the statute is really vague. It just says that money can be used to fund jail operations, and employees are part of jail operations, even though they're former employees. That's still, I mean, paying those former employees is still part of the jail operations because the grievance was for time worked, you know, last 2020, right? Sheesh. Which all is part of the whole jail operations classification, I think. It's just the fact that it's coming so late, I think maybe is what's causing some concern. But it's still, like I said, had they still been working here, it would be payroll and it would not be a problem. They just happen to not be working here anymore.
That's $75,000 divided by $3,000, is that correct?
Yes.
So it'll give me how many people we're talking about?
25.
Yeah. I have 25 points.
And they were all from the sheriff's, or from the jail or sheriff?
No,
all
jail.
All 25 was from the jail.
So another thing I had on my list was when we had first sat down and kind of discussed this, one of the things I know some of the other council members was wanting to put to bed and put to rest was the whole back and forth with the grievance with, is there a union, is there not a union? I know the sheriff and the UAW members claim that there's a union, and I know the commissioners have claimed that that union, from their perspective, is no longer valid. One of the reasons to agree to a settlement is so we don't have to spend, I think, as an Alexander estimated, somewhere around $400,000 in litigation costs. So in this settlement agreement, it says that after everything's paid out, both sides still claim their same position. Union says they're a union. Commissioners say there's not a union. I've never worked in union, so I don't know how grievances work, but what's to prevent, if they still claim to be a union, what's to prevent them from filing more grievances, and in 2 or 3 years we're again facing litigation that we have to spend up to $400,000 on?
So, okay, there's a couple of things there. First off, the $400,000, I mean, I'm pretty sure we're not that expensive. I think that included potential costs of the claim plus litigation costs. Neither here nor there, though.
That's correct.
Okay, good. So, I mean, I'm sure our fees would have been a very, very small fraction of that, like minimal. Anyway, the other important thing to understand is whether there's a union or not is not really the question. The question is about whether there's a collective bargaining agreement in place. And as it stands, the commissioners and our office obviously agrees there is not. That collective bargaining agreement expired and did not automatically renew. There could very well still be a union, but there's no collective bargaining agreement for the commissioners to have to worry about right now. So there's no mechanism to file grievances, even if there is a union. They, at this point, all of those employees, whether they are in a union or not, still have to abide by the county's personnel policy handbook, which is applicable to all county employees. So as it stands, yeah, we believe there's not a collective bargaining agreement in place, and that would prohibit them from filing more grievances.
But isn't that the same situation we've already been in? We've been saying that we don't recognize them as a union, and we have a total of grievances that we're going to have to defend ourselves against.
Well, these grievances have been pending for almost 2 years now. So they were filed when there was a collective bargaining agreement in place, so that's why we're still having to deal with them.
So in your opinion, we wouldn't have to find ourselves in 2 years having to pay to litigate any grievance claims?
No. If the grievances have not already been filed, they are past the deadline to file at this point.
That's cool. I appreciate it, because I didn't understand how the unions work, so I appreciate you answering that. I only have one more before, if anyone else wants to go. One of the things that I brought up in my email to the commissioners and some of the other council members is, with so many gray areas, or as you mentioned, a lot of room for interpretation, we can interpret it one way, federal government can interpret it another, state board accounts can interpret it a certain way. So there's a lot of opportunity for someone to interpret it different than what we are. If we find ourselves in this position in a year from now and someone interprets it differently, who's on the hook for repaying it?
So just for sake of clarification, are you talking about the proposed additional appropriation amount here for the retention bonuses generally, or are you talking about settling the grievances?
I would say really anything that can be challenged. The misdemeanor falling through the SBOA, and then any potential, I don't really think, if we're going that way with former employees, I don't see the ARP money being an issue, but just if there was someone that we're not aware of.
So spending money out of the misdemeanor fund, I think the worst case scenario with that would be the county gets audited, and in the audit report, the auditor says you shouldn't have done that. I mean, yeah, there may be some other penalties if it's really egregious, but I don't think that's going to be an issue of they have to put the money back in the misdemeanor fund. As far as the ARP money goes, this is kind of a more general issue, but the county has to repay any money that was spent out of the ARP fund that was spent inappropriately. I think everybody's pretty well aware of that. And up until today, actually, there's been a lot of gray area with this, because the Treasury's interim guidance was not great, and a lot of assumptions had to be made. And I have told everybody, you know, that we work with ARP money, you could probably spend the money on whatever you want, as long as you are really creative and use that creativity to somehow justify it. I mean, I wouldn't recommend doing that, and I don't think that's what we're doing here. But more importantly, fortunately, today, the actual final rule was issued, and the Treasury provided a lot more in-depth guidance and has specifically said that they have broadened the rules really greatly to address a lot of concerns that have been raised just across the country. So with the retention bonuses in particular, I will give you some of the quick and dirty from the Treasury's new final rule. In the executive summary, they talk about the final rule allows for a broader set of uses to restore and support government employment, including providing retention bonuses or retention incentives. So that's explicitly spelled out here. They address some of the commenters that said they were requesting that funding be available and to be able to be used to avoid layoffs, provide back pay, retain employees through pay increases and other retention programs, or reimburse salaries and benefits already paid. And the Treasury's response was to say that the final rule now allows for an expanded set of eligible uses to restore and support public sector employment, including providing worker retention incentives. So that's a pretty bright line and, I think, definitive statement. The interim rule never mentioned explicitly retention incentives or bonuses, and the fact that they do now, I think, pretty well settles that for the most part. I mean, you obviously can interpret that however you want, but they even go as far as to talk about the amount of the retention bonuses. Basically, they need to be, they shouldn't exceed incentives traditionally offered by the recipient or compensation that alternative employers may offer to compete with for the employees, and the Treasury presumes that anything 25% or less of that employee's base pay is reasonable. So I don't think any county employee will be getting more than 25% of their base, but at least I hope not. That's a different issue if it is. But at this point, based on what the Treasury issued today, we feel 100% more confident. And we felt pretty good about it before. Now we feel very confident that we'll not have a problem with it.
So do you feel that, I know you mentioned earlier the fact that all county employees are getting a retention bonus with the AIP money.
So they're eligible.
Sorry?
All eligible.
All eligible, correct. Yeah, thank you for clarifying. All eligible county employees. Do you think that shields any interpretation that in here says that the grievances dropped after these employees are paid the settlement payment? I know it's coming out of AIP money for the current employees, and it's a retention bonus, but they're still part of the UAW, and the grievances dropped. It wouldn't take much for someone to connect the dots and say, yes, they gave them to all the other employees, but
yeah,
the real reason is here.
Yeah, I think it definitely helps, and I, like I said, I understand the concern, but if someone were to really look deep into it, the timing is convenient and the language is not great, I think, if you're trying to connect those dots. However, the fact that every county employee is getting a retention bonus, and the fact that the retention bonus amounts had nothing to do with the actual amount of the grievances. So each individual employee had whatever number of dollars that they thought they should have been paid or whatever it was. The retention bonus amount has nothing to do with that. There could be employees that should have, or believe they should have gotten paid more, or should have gotten paid less. We don't know. There's two very different things. So I think we're in a good place with that too. It's language and timing wise is what it is, but everything else on its own, I think we feel good about it.
Okay, thank you. My final question is due to the uncertainty, and this kind of goes back to the...
I thought that was your final question.
I'll go off script for a second. So, you got the ARP money. It sounds like pretty ironed out. I guess for me, the only thing could be interpreted as the misdemeanor money.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming. We have to appropriate it, so that's coming out of the general fund or the sheriff's fund, I guess it is, of the county budget once. If there's something and it's deemed by the state board of accounts that it's improper and has to be repaid, and would the commissioners be willing to cover that risk?
Out of the misdemeanor fund? And that was $75,000?
Yeah, I think so. So this is the bottom line. I know there's a lot of ifs. Yes, I think today with the information, I feel confident. Hey guys, we've been going through COVID for 2 years. 2 years. These jailers and our sheriff's deputies and all of our people out here dealing with the public. So we're talking 5,000 and 3,000. Yep. All we're asking.
I don't think nobody's not wanting to give. I'm not certainly not wanting to stand in the way of it. I feel like I've went to battle as much as anyone to try to get these guys a pay increase. I just want to make sure that everything's lined up and it doesn't come back to where we rushed it through and we didn't dot all our I's and cross all our T's. I'm fully in support of giving every one of them every dime of it. We just want to make sure that it's done the right way.
Yeah, Shannon, I think everybody up here is in support of that. I don't think there's any question there. I think we're just wanting to make sure that all of our I's are dotted and T's are crossed and it doesn't come back to bite us financially down the road. I think that's very helpful. I think that's very helpful.
Say something?
Yeah.
So, you know, we've been saying all along that we didn't want to ever be in a situation where we got penalized, and we've been taking our time. And so I just want to say thank you to the commissioners for taking the time and doing the due diligence, because I know some other municipalities and counties really rushed to get a plan in place. So because we took our time, things like this can come to fruition because, you know, rules change. So I'm appreciative of that personally.
Can I ask a question?
Yep,
go ahead. This $1.6 million that is this the appropriation for the plan that we've already approved? We approved a plan for this here a while back. We didn't approve the plan.
We appropriated the money.
You appropriated.
Well, why are we appropriating $11.6 million? Did you get $11.6 million?
We didn't appropriate all the money, correct?
Okay, we got eleven million.
Okay, back.
Whenever that was, September, I can't remember what month it was. Commissioners requested $7.9 million.
Okay.
Council, when it was all put into one account, but council appropriated it by project.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Each project was given its own line, and I know John doesn't agree with me, and I sent him your minutes, and he still doesn't agree that you did that, but that's the way it was set up. Like, Town of Delville had a certain number. There was like about 10. So of the 11 million, you appropriated 7.9. Okay. So
that's it.
So there's still, that was only appropriated for those certain projects. Okay.
Okay.
So now they're coming back and asking for the 1.6 million for the payroll. The problem is, where's Jen? Is she sitting back here? she sent me a sheet a while ago, which I just started working on because I just got it. But the total amount of the total employees of what Jen sent me, the 5,000, the two, equals 1,510,000, I think. Okay. You're only asking for $1.6 million, so that's not enough money because you got to add FICA and proof on top of that. And I couldn't get through the whole list real quick, but I'm already up to $1.7 million, and I haven't finished it yet.
Is there
to pay because the FICA and proof's got to be figured in also? Because just the payout to the employees, it was $1.5 million plus, and you only asked for $1.6 million.
Well, that's there's still roughly 1.5 balance then that's unappropriated if we approve this 1.6 million. Is that right?
From the 11?
From really, yeah,
well,
2021.
11, the 7.9, left 3.1. I'd take 1.6 from that, I get 1.5. Round numbers.
Right. But also, at one of the commissioners' meetings, Shannon, I can't remember, commissioners basically revised the original plan of appropriations you already did, and some of those they are not going to fund now. So I suggested they get in contact with Bill and do a resolution to reduce those appropriations that they're not going to use.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because when we all attended the meeting when this was first brought up, and I think this is what Ron, and correct me if I'm wrong, originally brought up this extra 1.6, I thought we were under the impression that due to certain projects having like grant matching, I thought I read it in the newspaper, there are a couple of projects that had some grant matching, and then there's a project, I think it was one of the Yorktown projects, was put off. That was where the money was coming from, and this was already covered in that $7 million that we had originally appropriated. So that's why I'm kind of confused on the 1.6, because like I said, that, and maybe I misunderstood what we heard in that meeting, but I thought when this was first pitched, the money was already there.
Not appropriate, no.
I know, but
he's saying
anybody else remember
the original plan, they were going to use it all for what they anticipated, and that balance would cover the one.
For the bonuses that they wanted to do, because we said, how are we going to pay for it? Well, we've got this Yorktown project with Putnam, and we have a couple of extra money freed up from some grant matching we got. This should cover the ARP bonuses that we want to do.
I don't necessarily recall it that way.
I don't either.
But
you wasn't there. Okay.
I think it was just saying they were just saying that this would help go towards that. I don't think they were saying this all the money that was saved from those grants and projects ending were going to cover it all. I took it as it would just be available money to use towards it and what was still there. That's how I understood it.
So how much is the total then of the whole settlement grievance and the ARP bonuses? What's the actual total?
I can give you a total if you're looking at me.
Well, that's, I'm just, I guess I'm going to ask an opening.
Somebody just throw it out there and somebody catch it.
Okay, right now, we have $7,902,000 appropriated. Of that $7,902,000, in December, I'm not sure what meeting, it was discussed that one of the town of Yorktown, I think, projects was put on hold, so you guys are...
Hotel.
Yeah.
No, and, Albany, I think.
Okay, so... Yeah. So they weren't going to need that money, so... In order to get these appropriations out and get them reduced, that's how we've always, by resolution...
That's to advertise.
We can go in and take these appropriations out, which frees that money up.
Advertise.
But that's not been done. That's what I'm saying.
I totally follow. I guess...
But right now, there's $1.9 million on there. Today, they're asking for $1.6 million, which would add to this $1.9 million on the books right now.
So that's what I'm trying to get to. Out of that original money that was appropriate, how much of that money is going to this ARP bonuses in addition to this $1.6 million? I guess that's what I was trying to ask.
None of this original $7.9 million has nothing to do with any of the
bonuses. You just said that in that meeting, this money was going to help go towards it. Now you're saying no, it's going
towards it. It would go back into the cash. It would reduce this appropriation by $7.9 million because now they're not going to have to use it. But we have to have a resolution done to reduce these appropriations out to free up that money.
Do we know
so
what
that $11.2 million, maybe? I mean, so... And you take out that 7.9, that still leaves us like the 3
but
million.
The
7.9
be reduced.
Yeah.
How much?
We don't know yet.
Well, then we better. I'm not even making a motion to table until we get some answers.
That's a separate issue, though. That's a separate issue.
That's not the same.
Well, if I appropriate 1.6 million. And they don't need it, then what do they do with the rest of it?
They're going to need more than 1.6.
They're going to need more than that.
More than 1.6 to cover
FICA and PERF.
What I was given today.
I don't have any list of where all that 1.6 million is going.
I just got it just a little bit ago.
Well, that's what I said. I don't have enough information yet to make it to see.
And Jim's worked on it. She's like checked it 3 times. She said, bless her heart, trying to get figures. And so I just took, she's got it broken down, and like 84 employees are getting $3,000. I'm just saying. So I took all of those. I took however many employees are getting $5,000, how many employees are getting $3,000, and how many are getting $1,000. I added all that up, and it's $1.5 million something. But on top of that, yep, we also have to have FICA and PERF. And just doing the first 2 lines, I was already up to over $200,000 in FICA and PERF.
Sure.
So the $1.6 million not going to cover it.
Well,
we'll have
Donna,
left over.
But if they would go in and do a reduction of those funds that Shannon was talking about that they're not going to use now, that would free up, it would reduce the $7.9 million. And they can either, and this is a suggestion, I'm just picking one because I don't know who it is, say Delville. They're not going to use this $352,000. They could also, if you approve this $1.6 million, this could be done as a transfer from this appropriation up to this appropriation. That would be one way to do it. Or you could go in, do a reduction of these appropriations and do another appropriation, which can't happen now in February.
Okay, let me ask you this. If we approve this today, are they not going to have to come back and get approvals for those line items for who those salaries are going to? Is that not going to come back in front of... How will that get decided, I guess? Whose responsibility?
Everything was all fine right now today. I would tell you, okay, we're going to establish out of this $1.6 million, because at the time when this was done, we had to get it advertised in order to meet the deadline for this meeting.
Right.
So I told Jim, just put it on here as one amount so Denise can get it advertised. So now, today, I would have said, okay, out of $1.6 million, you're going to put $1 million in line 100 salaries, okay? Then I want you to put $200,000 in FICA, $500,000 in PERF. I would have given you those lines today to put those amounts in. Because at the time, we didn't know for sure what was going to have to be.
But these aren't salaries, aren't they bonuses?
$1.6 million does not cover
the bonuses. They're not salaries. I mean, I understand you
have to go through payroll.
You have
to go through payroll.
But we can't call them salaries.
Well, I can call the line whatever you want me to call the line.
No,
I just bonus pay or whatever, but it has to be in the 100. It has to go through payroll. And it has to have FICA and PERF paid out on it.
Let me ask you this: If we approve this today, who are the responsible parties going to be to make sure that each employee gets paid the right amount? Where's that going to come down to? Who's going to?
Yeah, we don't have a lineage of all the names in the.
I don't know.
Line item.
We do have that.
No, I don't. Well, you don't. Approve of 1.6 million, and that's all I have to look at is 1.6 million.
Yeah, there's a list of employees and the amounts that each eligible employee would receive that's been prepared, and I think ultimately, I mean, not that I help you guys much, but I think Heather in the auditor's office is the one that would ultimately make.
Well, but we're going to have to make the decision finally before the money can be spent.
I think it's slightly reckless to appropriate this today when the commissioner's own attorney says the settlement agreement or agrees that the settlement agreement is written with less clarity than you would like, as well as me, and we don't have a list of all the names of exactly how much the total is. We're meeting again in two.
All the names. I can go to them and copy. But that's what's holding me up.
We're meeting again in 2 weeks for our council meeting.
We can move on from that one.
So I guess what I'm saying is, what's the harm in getting all our ducks in a row and voting on this at our council meeting in 2 weeks? And then get it done. It's 2 weeks.
You were not approving the settlement agreement. You were not a party to the settlement agreement.
Yeah.
No, I totally understand that, but the settlement agreement's what's getting in the way.
$1.6 million.
So if Pam comes in here and she brings the paper that has all the names, allocations, and all that, does that suffice?
Not me.
Not at all?
No, at this point in time.
I guess my question is, who's going to check that over before those checks go out and make sure that those amounts are going to the right amounts are going to the right people? Will that be the auditor's office?
I don't think we should write a blank check. I think we should vote to approve, as we do appropriations or transfers. They need to be specific. We approved that $7.9 million here a while back, and I was a little reluctant to approve that. And now all of a sudden we find out that a couple of those items in there are going to be needed. So there again, wasn't anybody's fault, but Neoville and Yorktown decided they were going to get some grant money someplace else, I think is what I heard. But originally, back when we were talking in December about this new grant from the prosecutor, we promised the prosecutor that we would meet early in January to fulfill his obligation to start that department based on the grants quotations or whatever, and we're doing that today. I'm not totally prepared to make a decision on this, whatever it's called. We can't call it a settlement agreement because we're not a part of it.
Pension
bonuses. Point for
retention
bonuses.
Table.
I'll second.
Was that a motion?
Yes, ma'am. That's better than no.
Just to be clear, I'm fully in favor of this. I just think we're going to get some things lined up.
Can't debate a motion to table.
What's that?
Can I debate a motion to table?
Right. We've got a motion on the floor from Ron. Or from Quakenbush to table, and a second from Webb. Roll call.
Mr. Ballard?
No.
Ms. Lassiter?
Yes.
Ms. Piper?
No.
Mr. Quakenbush?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr. Alexander?
No.
Tied vote.
Motion to table fails.
Okay, motion to table failed.
Scott, may I speak, please?
Yeah.
So I'm happy to email all of you copies of all this. There's a master list of all 498 employees, and then there's individual departments all broken down with a list of names, their status, who they worked for, dates of hire, and their bonus amount, all broken down by department. So I will make sure you guys all get copies of all this via email for you.
And now, based on the information that I was provided as a member of the Delaware County Council, it talks about Unit 1, 2, and 3 employees in more than one place in this settlement agreement, which I, as a council member, am not a party to, based on our attorney, which is today, verbatim. Now, what list do you have? 400 and some people is a heck of a lot more people who work in 1, 2, and 3.
We ran that through the HR.
But that's not...
system.
Is that all eligible employees? Because I know there's specific...
It's every single person by detail who's getting it.
Based off of how long they've worked and all those things. Uh-huh.
Excuse me a minute. The Indiana statute requires us to advertise a meeting and what's going to be on the agenda at the meeting. And now you're asking me to take information that's available to me at the meeting, and it's not on this schedule of agenda.
With all due respect, it's not uncommon to bring literature with us to these meetings that you haven't seen.
Also, there's certain things in the world called transparency.
Now, I don't know that anybody's trying to hide anything here.
I don't either. I just like to know.
That transparency word is thrown around crazy sometimes, and I'll be 100% honest with you, I don't think anybody's trying to hide anything. I think, yeah, maybe there's some things we need to work on here a little bit, but nobody's trying to hide anything, all right? I personally want to do this. I want to give the money back to the employees, get it done, move on, and move on to the next ailment that this council is going to be dealing with. I don't think the commissioners are trying to hide anything. Let's go ahead and just get that out there now, because it immediately comes to that every time when they get up here. I don't think, and I'm not always a fan of the commissioners. Shannon, you know that. We're not always on the same page. But I don't feel, when we throw out the word transparency, Ron, I'm not attacking you, but it just got triggered.
Well, I used the wrong word.
It's not about that. Nobody should be attacking their transparency. They're trying to do a good thing, as well as the council.
Clarity is a better word.
Clarity is a better word, but I think we've got to be careful with the verbiage we're going to use.
Well, we've also got to make sure that Joe Citizen sitting at home can look at this and watch us and know exactly what we're talking about. We're dealing with the details, so, and we're still asking questions. So it's not so much about when you're talking about transparency and clarity. We're accountable to the citizens, and if they feel that it's being less than transparent or clarity, then that's the clarity, and we should do everything we can to help facilitate that.
Well, I tell you, for me, I think a lot. There's been a lot of information in the change with what Joe was talking about earlier. The change that helps me today to be able to do this. To where if we didn't have that, I don't think I would. If we didn't know that, because it's a big question. You know, we're taking a chance by giving retention bonus. Where as of today's finding, my feeling was that these things were going to change as time went on, and they'll probably change some more. They'll probably get more wide open to be able to use those as we go on. But I don't want to bet on that. But now that I can rely on this information, it helps me make a decision that maybe I couldn't have made today.
Yeah.
And again, I'm like, Ryan, I'd like to I'd like to move forward and put this to rest, put everybody at ease, and be able to approve this. I guess one of the questions I had was with the request for the $1.6 million. You know, I think when we talked a few weeks ago, Shannon, it was we thought that the commissioners had enough money in the what was already appropriated that they wouldn't need to come ask for another amount of money. So that was a question in my mind, but I think that's been answered today too. So here we are. has there been a motion to approve? There's been a motion to approve.
I motioned, you seconded.
Yep. And a motion to second. Is there any more discussion from council?
We know with dealing this many numbers, there's going to be an error somewhere, and I'm not saying that's going to be. I just say when we deal with this many numbers, there's going to be an error. Do we have any recourse of getting that money back in case we pay an employee incorrectly?
Probably not.
Anna, you want to answer that, or?
I request that you guys
table. Yeah.
You want it tabled?
Yeah, table the request.
Table it?
Yeah.
Thank you.
We'll get you.
I think. Okay. Great. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Entertain a motion to table.
So moved.
Second.
Motion from Ballard. Second from. Webb?
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Roll call, please, Donna.
Hang on.
Question left of
Mr. Ballard?
Yes.
Ms. Lassiter?
Yes.
Ms. Piper?
Yes.
Mr. Quakenbush?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr. Alexander?
Yes.
All right, with that, motion to approve financial transfers and to amend salary ordinance.
What do I do with the motion that's on the floor to approve?
It's tabled.
It's tabled.
That motion's tabled? Yes. All right, so motion to approve financial transfers and to amend salary ordinance with like reductions and to amend hiring freeze ordinance 2020-015.
The original motion.
Motion from Piper, second from Ballard.
Well, he just asked us to table it.
Roll call, please.
What did we just vote on? Now, wait a minute here. What did we
I thought
just
we
vote?
Voted to table it. Are we now voting to...
Yeah. We just
yeah,
voted
the,
in
the, no. The transfers that we made today...
What I just seconded was what you just stated.
But
that's
the motion to table didn't pass.
Right. Yeah, that's what we're getting to vote on.
And everything that we did approve today, we're locking into the salary ordinance.
But not the table motion was a tie.
I seconded.
We redid it, and
second
it was unanimous.
Table motion.
Oh, I missed it again.
Okay, the first table motion was a tie.
Okay.
Second table motion passed unanimously.
Okay.
But the original vote, or the original motion on the floor by Jessica and seconded by Scott, is tabled.
Correct.
We have a motion and a second on the floor now to amend the salary ordinance. On those that we did approve today. So I need a roll call on that.
Lassiter.
Yes.
Yes.
Ms. Piper.
Yes.
Mr. Quakenbush.
Yes.
Mr. Webb.
Yes.
Mr. Ballard.
Yes.
Mr. Alexander.
Yes.
Don't move because you have to sign something else. Okay.
Now we need a motion to adjourn.
Yes.
So moved.
Second.
Motion for Piper, second from Webb. Roll call, please.
Mr. Ballard?
Yes.
Ms. Lassiter?
Yes.
Ms. Piper?
Yes.
Mr. Quakenbush?
Yes.
Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr. Alexander?
Yes. Thank you, guys.
Don't leave.
Don't leave.
I don't have
Who these come from?
I have to get
them. I don't want to lose them. You realize that?
I just figured you might get them.
Working on it.
Are you done?
My hero.
But I'm still saying, right? What's that? I'm still saying, we never have a pen. I know.
No, I'm not going backward.
Right?
No, I can't do that. Checking this out.
Right. We need to know. Have all the. More for FICA. This would be for the bonus. We have to do FICA next month or 2 weeks anyway.
You sure?
Because you'll break it down by retirement bonus, FICA first.
Well, I don't know either one, but yeah, you might mention either. At one point.